darkness can be consuming. Let's journey together and spend a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. I've driven through many tunnels in my lifetime. The most impressive moment was on a train. The darkness was all-consuming, and though the journey didn't last that long, I thought that it might, and that thought took my breath away. We can all experience tunnels that take our breath away. Those moments when our anxiety rises and our thoughts grow dark. Corrie Ten Boom reminds us to keep our focus on the one who's in charge. She says, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer. Well, we're to do the same when traversing the everyday tunnels of life. Sit still in the moment the darkness approaches and trust the one who's holding everything in place to carry us through. May I sit in your train and pray for you today? Let's journey together. Lord, there are tunnels that seem extra long, causing hearts to grow weary. Please keep our hands from reaching for the cord to stop the train. Open our eyes wide in the darkness to see you at work. Calm our hearts with your truth. Bless my friend listening to this today. Thank you, Lord, for putting others on our paths who understand our journey and choose to ride alongside us. Bless our lives in a way that gives you glory and honor, Father. Guard our hearts and keep us close under your covering. We praise you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.